the only one here that hasn't been cheated on.
Can't be cheated on if you don't have a relationship.
The ex-girlfriend and him is kind of messy. Mm. Like when that ex-girlfriend found out about me, she stabbed herself like 5 times.
Sorry?
Yeah, huh? in her
Wait,
arm.
Sorry?
Yeah. To me, it's like, okay, they're broken up. But then there's truly a lot of complications. And they like shower together and blah, blah, blah.
That's
and
not complicated, like, babe. They're still sleeping together.
No, I trust that they are not f***ing.
But they shower together. But they're not f***ing.
At that point of time, I only can accept, right?
So, like, what do you mean?
So the right way to cheat is to say you're showering together. Alright, end of the episode, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to Liquid Courage.
I have something to tell you.
What?
I cheated on my wife.
That's great.
And this is how I got away with it. Welcome back to the Liquid Courage Show, the world's number one podcast filmed in an actual bar. And today we're not in a bar, but we're actually on a high seas yacht.
I'm on a boat.
White Pearl! Woohoo!
Woo!
Proudly supported by a lot of drinks. A lot of drinks from Paradise Now, the best place in the West for some drinks.
The only and thing today, good about the West.
Today,
I'm just saying.
Now, I just want to say I'm not married and I don't have a wife and I did not cheat on this wife. So I just want to say that was just an introduction to the topic lah. Now, I have an interesting article for you guys because usually, right, we talk about cheating a lot. As Kelly knows and her experience with cheating, she talks a lot about it and how she thinks it's a big deal. But instead, right, today we're going to talk about how to cheat, guys. We're going to teach everyone how to cheat on your wife. Now, before we go into the actual steps, right, over here, I just want to check with you guys. What do you think is the best ways to cheat on your wife? Go.
Don't.
What's that?
Don't.
Sometimes you need to.
Are we talking about it from a perspective of like we want to cheat?
No, yeah. So okay, how about this? Right, let's split it up, right? Me and Kelly will be pro cheating. The other three will be what's pro? Anti-cheating. So you guys will be anti-cheating. Me and Kelly will be pro-cheating, okay?
But isn't Kelly anti-cheating?
No, I'm actually pro-cheating. No, pro-cheating. Yeah.
She's okay. Pro-cheating. She's pro-cheating.
Okay. Yeah. Actually, I was in debate club, so the motion...
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So this house stands against...
Against? Cheating. And me and Kelly, what's our name called?
Kellyman.
Kellyman, and you guys are...
Seaman.
Nice. Kellyman versus Seaman. Cheating or no cheating? Which is will be victorious lah? Which one will be victorious? Okay, so I'm gonna say that first things first. I am pro cheating.
Right? Yeah,
Me and Kelly yes. and cheating. And
I love
and here's
cheating.
The thing, right? According to lovearoundme.com, you know, if cheating makes you feel terrible, then you shouldn't.
This is what you read in your free time.
What's that?
This is what you do with your free
time. I'm dyslexic, bro. I cannot read one. So this one, right? Like, if you feel terrible and you screw things up, right? Then you shouldn't cheat. But what we are saying, right, is that if cheating will save your relationship, it will save your relationship.
Sorry?
Yes. If cheating will save your relationship, then you should cheat.
Can you explain why cheating would save your relationship?
Cheating will save your relationship, right? It's because sometimes you're just fucking bored, lah. Same zabo every day, see the same girl. Confirm you also bored, right, Kelly?
Yes.
Why you don't ask her for permission?
Ask her for permission. Then it's not cheating,
yeah,
really. What?
It's not then exciting it's enough.
Yeah.
You know?
And plus, sometimes right, you ask her one question, she will ask 20 questions. Then
yeah.
It's about efficiency.
And why should I get permission?
Why do you need permission?
Yeah, why do
why
I need permission?
Do you need permission?
There is a few billion people in the world. Why should I be stuck with one?
Because you're... Yeah, then don't get married. Lah. Why you get married?
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, you just need to get that BTO, you know?
Yeah, you need to get that BTO, bro.
Yeah.
It's all about consent, right?
Like, yeah,
you don't
so
have to be... What's the word? Monogamous.
Monogamous.
You can be in a poly relationship. That's great. Then it's not polyamorous. Cheating, what? Polyamorous, sorry.
Yeah, but how many people...
It's up to you guys, as long as you talk about
then
it.
Then you marry the wrong person, huh?
No, but sometimes, you know, when you have to deal with, like, jealousy and, like, you know, some competing against each other, you know. Maybe if I tell my man that I'm, like, f***ing another guy, he'll be like, oh, so who's one bigger? Oh, is he better in bed or me? Yeah, man, so just don't tell him.
Right.
And then cheating, it makes you feel great, you know? It makes you feel like you're living a double life.
Preach,
you know?
Sister.
Okay,
preach.
Like
a secret preach. Agent.
But why you need a double life? Why don't you just live your one best life?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, because
okay.
Sometimes one is just not enough.
And sometimes two is better than one.
You're choosing the wrong person.
Threesome?
Yeah.
That's three. Really,
oh, no, we do that too.
Yeah, we do that too.
We do that too. But sometimes cheating is just, it makes you feel alive.
It makes you feel alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, so what did Love All Around Us say?
Love All Around Us say that...
They said don't cheat. That's what they
fucking
said.
Don't drink and drive, okay?
Oh, that's for sure.
Don't drink and drive, but at the same time, when it comes to treating, don't drink and cheat also. So don't use drinking as a catalyst of cheating.
So only cheat
don't use drinking
sober.
As a catalyst of cheating, yeah.
Yeah, that shouldn't be the only reason why you're cheating. You should be cheating for multiple reasons.
You should be cheating
please
because you want to cheat.
Can I ask what's your...
Please tell us the reasons, Kelly.
What is your definition
of cheating? Yeah, what's your definition of cheating?
Okay, cheating is enjoying the company of someone else besides your partner.
Both physically, mentally,
emotionally.
What is... Okay, I think this emotionally thing, right, is a bit...
You can emotionally cheat and physically cheat, I think.
At the same time, yeah.
Yeah, but you can also do one or the other.
It's you can make it efficient, but I'm saying like, what is the difference between emotionally and physically cheating?
Emotionally is being like,
penetration.
Oh, I'm like in love with you and I'm saying all these like nice things to you. But physically
what
is like putting your dick inside of her, lah.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Like,
so
like
what
when you kiss her hand, hug her, doing things more than what a normal friendship.
Correct.
What if, right, if it was like, I'm saying all this shit like, yeah, I love you, I'm going to break up with my wife, I'm going to divorce my wife. I already have M. Ravi on the phone to help me with my divorce case if he's willing. But it's just to hit. So all that quote-unquote emotional stuff is there
just for the physical.
Then you're doing both.
What?
Right. I mean, you're kind of doing both.
But it's...
Because emotionally, your emotions are not with your partner. Yeah. And it's like mentally cheating as well, even, right?
Mentally
like,
cheating?
Yeah. For example, like you have the... You might not be in love with someone, right? But you have the thought of being with someone. I feel like that could be mentally cheating. Like you're obsessed with those thoughts. You just like, oh no, if only I could be with her. You might not be in love with that person yet. I feel like that could be...
Kelly is now on our side. It's all
now,
of us.
No, I'm just
you.
Defining that we should do
no,
all
no, Kelly, things. Kelly is super pro-cheating.
Yeah,
now,
I'm so pro-cheating.
So that's our stand of why we think cheating is okay. Now, what is the anti-cheating? Like, why do you think that cheating is such a big deal? Where? Go ahead.
I think because when you enter a relationship in the first place, you are making a promise to someone and you are trying to keep that promise. And if you don't like her, right, break up her.
Correct.
Like if she's not enough, then she's not the right one for you. Then
there is
it.
No right one. That's the problem.
Yeah, there is no right one.
There is no right one.
We are fluid beings.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so if you believe that in certain phases of your life, you have people for that, then you get in relationships with those people at those phases of your life.
But what if I need to BTO?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
just
dude.
Help me.
What if I need a PR?
Private sector, la. You want to live this kind of open lifestyle?
Yeah.
Then you better open a bigger bank account. La.
Correct. So right now, you're saying that it's my fault that I don't want, it's wrong that it's cheating.
Yeah,
right?
You are blaming the government for having these kind of rules.
I'm not blaming the government, I'm saying because
you're already
they have
so close to the age of 35 where you can buy your own house. So what's your problem?
No, but I want a bigger house.
I'm not that old. I'm really not that old. Nick, how old do you think I am? Nick, do you actually know how old I am?
He said it just now. In the previous episode,
he's very
you should
young.
Go listen.
He's 24.
Yeah. I'm 24. How the hell am I close to 35?
Yeah. I thought it was a joke.
He's actually
24. No, I'm actually 24. I can show you my IC, everything later.
Yeah. He's younger than me, eh?
For real, man?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm the youngest, basically.
Why do you look 5 years older than me?
I don't know. It's
he
probably
cheated.
Because it's cheating, excessive drinking.
Yeah, exactly.
Drinking.
See, so as we as an anti-cheating party believe that when you cheat, you look older.
Yes.
That's not true.
You're
I
so
look very young.
About trying to hide and the fact
cheats.
You're cheating.
Because you do plastic surgery.
I don't do plastic surgery.
Have you cheated before?
No.
I just wanted
bro,
to
just,
ask.
Bro, you're just trying to like catch
no,
something,
no,
bro.
Because I would genuinely want to know. Because for me, it's about respect, right?
It's about respect, yes.
It's about respect.
Okay.
Like, I don't. If you're in a relationship and you want to have multiple partners, talk about it, communicate.
Is
if
that,
you're in a relationship and then you're like, actually, fuck this bitch, I'm going to go fuck someone else. That's just disrespectful.
How is that a way to cheat respectfully?
You can't.
No, you don't cheat.
Inside her, please.
Sorry? What? I didn't hear you.
No, if you want to sleep with more than one person, don't be in a relationship. That's very simple.
Well, you
no,
can be in a relationship.
Or
be
in a
relationship. Or be in a relationship where the other person agrees
BTO.
To that.
Okay, the BTO, then you go, okay, listen. Okay, me, for example, right? If I want a BTO, I must marry a Singaporean. So I can proposition them by being like, hey, I'm PR, but I want a BTO. You want to get married, but if you don't mind, other people can. Then they'll be like, let me think about it. Okay, can lor. Then okay, it's not cheating because you talked about it. But then if they're like, no, cannot. But then I'm like, haha, I'm gonna do it anyway, then that's cheating.
You can marry someone.
No, but the game is the game.
That's when your actions like hurt someone else.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are talking on the basis, right, that people are simple and people are not selfish. Mm. The reason why people cheat is because most probably they are stuck in a relationship where they don't have balls to break up, or
then
maybe they still do love the person, but at the same time not enough to set like to put the other party first.
Then you are, still you are never like stuck in something.
Correct.
Never.
Yes, but why do most people still cheat?
Do they?
Usually, a lot of people cheat, not most people. Why do a lot of people cheat?
Just because a lot of people cheat doesn't make it right.
No, I need. I'm okay. Sorry. Wait.
Yeah. She's on my side now.
Yeah. We are.
Oh, yeah.
She's
okay.
Been on our side from
well,
since the beginning.
But the thing is, humans are selfish, and I want to be selfish.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to be selfish? You can go and help me selfish, but you are trying to tell us that now it's right. You be selfish, but it's wrong, huh?
No, I never say it's right.
I just say it's okay. To me, it's okay.
The game's the game. Now, I take on this perspective, right? That like people that want to cheat, going to cheat anyways. So you want to make it a big deal? Just it's really not that big a deal. That's my point. But I just want to say, right? Usually when I cheat, right, it's not because I want something else. It's just to test my market value, lor.
Have you cheated?
It's like a credit check.
Have you cheated?
For the sake of this argument, yes.
Okay. No.
Side
no, let's. Okay, now we take away the hypotheticals, we take away the camps. So, Clement, have you cheated?
No lah, obviously I've not.
Have you been cheated on? Okay, who at this table has been cheated on? Raise your hand.
Three of us are raising our hands for those listening.
Yes, three of us. Thank you. Always thinking about the audio listeners. No, okay.
Wait, you need to say which street.
Clement,
I've been cheated on.
Me
too.
Yeah, depends on what kind of cheating.
Other guys and complain to me about me to the other guy.
What she complained about, your dick small.
Dick small, not too clingy, spending too much time at LAN parties. So yeah, a lot of things.
So Nick's the only one here that hasn't been cheated on emotionally or physically.
Can't be cheated on if you don't have a relationship.
Fair enough.
Wait, have you been single your whole life?
No, he had one girlfriend.
Oh,
yeah.
All your other relationships are fine.
Okay. No, I just had one like very short relationship.
So you've never been in a relationship? Honestly, good.
And now she's married.
Now she's married.
Oh, check. Now, I wanna okay. So for the people that don't understand that this is a fucking joke lah. Obviously, me and Kelly are not pro cheating lah, right, Kelly?
Yes. But there will be people listening.
Yeah, there
I'm
will
sure
be people.
No, you're gonna cut the TikTok and then you're gonna make Kelly seem like the worst bitch alive.
Hey, I'm
and
sorry, Kelly. I
all
need
the
abuse.
Comments. You're gonna go for
I'm
Kelly.
Sorry.
And then you're gonna be like, oh, my girl was like this. Girl should be in the kitchen. All that shit. Eh. It's all because of you, Clement.
Well, the game is the game.
We signed the form.
He was referring to the talent release form.
Manipulate
forms.
This however you want.
I mean, hey, dude, views are views, lah. Okay, so obviously we are joking, lah. Cheating is not okay, right, Kelly?
Definitely.
And yeah. Kelly has never believed that cheating is okay, right, Kelly?
Yes.
And Kelly will never ever cheat in her life, right, Kelly?
Yes.
All right, so today we're gonna teach you how to cheat, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait! I got one more question.
What?
Has anybody here been a third party?
Yes.
What do you mean?
You mean
me.
So you've been with someone that has been in a relationship.
You're assisting
so
with the cheating.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
you are the one they cheated with.
Yeah. Me.
Okay, raise your hands in 3, 2, 1.
The homewrecker.
It's just Kelly, Nick, and halfway
ambiguous,
Daniel.
Really?
Ambiguous.
Oh, okay, I understand.
I want to hear about this.
I think you asked the question, so you have to go first.
All right.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
No, as in they give very blurred lines.
What does that mean?
When they are with you.
Oh my god, wait, I have as well.
Yeah. So they're like, we are on a break.
We are break out, get back together,
or like they never tell you that.
Oh my god, can I share my story?
Yes, please.
Okay, I was in Bali. All the bad things happened.
Of course
in Bali,
you are in Bali.
And okay, went to this guy's house, slept together, whatever. And then after we had like done the do or whatever, he was like, oh, look at my new house in Brazil. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, yeah, that's my girlfriend signing for the lease. I'm like, you're what?
You didn't know that?
No, he didn't say anything. And then his girl, while he was sleeping with me, was literally putting her, like, helping him get a house in Brazil. I was like, what the fuck?
So how do you feel?
Like trash.
Do you feel bad on yourself or the girl more?
Both. Actually, I feel worse for the girl.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's like she has no idea.
Yeah, and I feel like I really f*** it up and I feel so bad towards the girl. But but the thing is, most of the time we don't know. We didn't know that they were seeing
someone. You want to share this story, Kelly, of how this happened?
It's okay. It's too many times. But I agree with the bloodlines. Or sometimes when you're just infatuated with the guy, and then the guy is like, oh, you know, maybe like, you know, we actually broken up mentally, but you know, she's all... No, really. So like
mentally, they, yeah, like what the f- does
so,
that
so
mean?
This guy ever told me, I was young, okay, I was very young. This guy told me that, I mean, he's considered breaking up. They are broken up. It's just not official. And the reason why, yeah, he doesn't want to make it official because she's all alone in London, and that she has depression. So he's very scared that
the stories are the same.
Yeah. So, but he was like, but we are no longer talking. We just haven't like officially broke up. And the moment she's back, I'll do it. I mean, in his defense, he did lah, but you know, there is still that 2 weeks of overlap. But that made me feel like shit. Yeah. Especially when I saw the girl and I felt so fucking bad and terrible. Yeah, and I'll never do that again. Yeah.
Now, it wasn't your fault though, because you didn't know, right?
No, but technically this one, I knew that it wasn't officially broken up.
No, but the thing is, right, you are putting yourself in a position, right, when you know like it's half-half, but like, you know, you probably have an inkling of whether it's true or not.
Yeah, you just choose not to believe it.
No, but like, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. What? It's just...
Like, it's on her.
Yeah, it's on the fella lah. Like, you never force any of that thing to come out. Like,
no, but we should be old enough to know that. Just never get involved in other people's relationship. Like, make sure it's a clean break. Mm. Then you...
Don't get into anything messy.
Yeah, correct. So that's something that I've learned. Like, I don't care what you tell me, you know.
I know you don't care what I tell you, but what if, right, like I have something to gain? Like, you know, she thinks that is like she's half broken up or mentally broken up, but then, I can hit.
No, but you just be that to me now. My rule is just make sure that you're officially broken up and you are not like still staying with her or whatever.
But that's your rule.
I'll give you a hypothetical situation. Okay. Hypothetical. They are separated, but they got, because you like to talk about BTO, right? They got BTO already, so cannot break up.
Yeah.
But they are broken up in that sense.
Yeah.
Then she stay in one room, he stay one room, right?
Separated lah.
Separated.
Mm.
And then you go cannot.
Yeah, you go over to that place.
Last time I would say yes, but this actually happened to me. So when I was 22, I was dating this guy. And then I didn't... Okay, so he's studying in Sydney. I didn't know that he was still staying with his ex-girlfriend at that point of time. Yeah, so I really loved him. Like, I really, really loved him. So when I found out, was because the girlfriend, I mean, the ex-girlfriend and him is kind of messy. Mm. Like, when that ex-girlfriend found out about me, she stabbed herself like 5 times.
Sorry?
Yeah, huh? in her
Wait,
arm.
Sorry?
Yeah. She just stabbed in her arm. Yeah, and then he had to send her to the hospital, and him being the good guy that he is and felt like he needed to end things off with me because... he's staying there with her, and it got really, really messy. And the f***ed up thing is, she has a boyfriend.
Wait, hang on.
Yeah, and
the
then...
Hold on.
For the listeners, right, Kelly took a knife and...
I didn't! Stop making me look like the bad person all the f***ing time.
Wait, I damn confused. So, you dating this fella. This fella got girlfriend.
No,
the
this...
girlfriend got boyfriend, but
no,
not the fella.
No.
Ex-girlfriend.
It's an ex. They are broken up for 1.5 years.
But staying together.
Yeah, but they're still staying together because the lease is under both their names. And then... last time I thought, I mean, to me, it's like, okay, they are broken up. But then there's actually a lot of complications. That you know, I don't know. They like shower together and blah, blah, blah.
That's not complicated, babe. They're still sleeping together.
Wait, why break up still need to shower together? Like, water, no, water, say water. Like, water.
Like, you're both paying utility bills, bro.
Wait, can I just say, if they are showering together, but they are not f***ing, like, how does that happen?
No, I trust that they are not f***ing.
But they shower together.
Now let's look back at it. They were f***ing lah.
They were f***ing lah!
I think they're not lah, because he revealed lot of...
So your boyfriend say, I'm showering, my ex-girlfriend can.
At that point of time, I mean, I only can accept, right?
So, like, what do you mean?
Kelly was blinded.
So the right way to
cheat... blinded by love.
...is to say you're showering together. Alright, end of the episode, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to Liquid Courage.
Okay, no.
Something slips in.
The liquid is the shower water.
Kelly, what the...
Can you let me explain? I was very young, and his explanation to me is because... I mean, she is crazy. She stabbed herself, right? And so sometimes
but
she would just say
that,
hey,
stabbing,
wanna...
Right?
No, that was after.
He was... emotionally manipulated.
Yeah,
by her.
So
like,
no, but I thought after the stabbing, y'all broke up already.
No, so we broke up for a while, and then after that, then we got back together.
And
but
then, they shouted.
Then that was when I found out about the girl, and then he came clean about what happened. So basically,
wait, so when,
it's
when
just
he broke
she's
up
crazy.
With you, he didn't say like the girl stabbed herself or anything.
No, didn't, because we were sort of like dating only back then,
this
like
could
not
be a movie.
Official. And I mean, no, but this girl's really crazy. So his saying is just that, like, want to save problem, because he would come home to like broken glasses, broken plates everywhere, and stuff like that.
That's
so
and
bopian
have to shower lah, obviously.
I mean, he just want to. I mean, he did.
Okay. I just imagine this.
Okay,
there,
wait.
Let me explain. Okay, the guy in his house. Aiyah, piang. All right, I guess we have to shower together now.
Have to shower lah.
The.
Okay, but okay, so let's say they shower together.
Yeah, shower together.
Shower together is not cheating.
No, because we weren't officially together, but I was emotionally invested. So
you would date a guy that is showering with another guy.
No, I didn't know.
Okay, let's say it's not an ex-girlfriend, right? Y'all are still like dating, it's not exclusive.
Yeah.
They are still dating other people also. Okay, lah. That one I wouldn't say it's cheating also.
Yeah.
It's not cheating, but you're still allowed to be upset about it if
yeah.
you are.
What do you mean by allowed to be?
But the fucked up thing is,
that means
I
you're
was
like,
upset.
You're catching feelings right then.
I couldn't be upset.
I understand that. It's like, oh, we're not officially together, but you've done something that's like kind of hurt my feelings, but oh, I can't say because we're not together.
Yeah.
But you're still, your feelings are still very valid. You're still allowed to be upset about it.
But
everyone's
you don't
want to
be a bitch, you know? So, but that taught me to not get involved in other people's whatever.
Oh
real.
My God.
Yeah.
The lesson here is not all this shit, actually. The lesson here, right? Is you tell the girl half truth.
No. Half truth? What do you mean by half truth?
No, actually, that's the best
Kelly,
way to lie.
See, so Kelly is so convinced, right, that they did not sleep together, right? Because he says that he did these wild things, right? So if you did sleep together, you just tell her something else.
Yeah,
that's
so basically,
lying.
She will. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now
it's not a half truth, that's a full lie.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
No, it's like half the truth because you did do, like, you did shower together. But you just like don't
left
say,
out the part where you put the dick in.
Yeah.
So
it's
lie
easy
la.
To leave out. We forget
half truth.
We forget sometimes
that, because Kelly is so convinced, right? That because he told her these things, that he did not go all the way. So,
no. But the thing is, to me, there's no difference. Even if he did go all the way, it doesn't reduce the hurt. And you know, because you are f***ing like showering together and doing all
correct.
This shit together, it doesn't matter. So why would he choose to tell me half of whatever that is when the hurt is the same? If unless it's I hold her hands and f***ing her, then that's a big contrast. But now you're talking about showering and da 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 and f***, you know.
Yeah,
right.
I get you.
What?
So long story short, if you want to cheat, come up with a more extreme story.
Yeah, right. Emotionally manipulate and gaslight your partner. Gaslight girl
gaslighting
boss,
is,
gatekeep.
Gaslighting is underrated.
Okay, what the article say? Now tell us.
Underrated.
Okay.
It's normal.
I'll give you guys some tips lah. To
Not you, the article. Give
actually,
yeah,
can we
the
do
article.
The article and then we can like dissect.
Okay,
this,
first things first,
ways.
I think most of them are quite boring, but I just want to
pick up key
a
pointers.
Of things, the key things, which is like, okay, so if you want to cheat, right? Get it out of your system. So you give yourself an expiry date. So let's say you're in a relationship 4 or 5 years, married, husband, wife, but you say, okay, I will cheat for three months. But after 3 months, I'm back to being Mr. Faithful. Do you think that's useful or no?
No.
No?
Why not? I can understand why he said it.
Why do you think that's the case?
Because he knows he wanna try something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, like, go back.
Then just tell your partner.
No. Now we are trying to analyze the thing. We know
I
that it's wrong.
I will always be anti-cheating.
I feel like that is in a perfect world. You can do that. But there are just some people that cannot cheat. It's just not in their system. Well, and if you're able to cheat, right, you can limit yourself to 3 months, whatever. And it could work for the next 10 years, but it might not work in 20 years because that is something that you desire and you think that is okay. Like morally, you think that it's okay to cheat. Therefore, even if you limit yourself to 3 months, next time when temptation comes, right, you might still cheat. So I feel like that's damn stupid. This is like a strategy for
so no
a
good.
Perfect
this tip
world.
Is no good.
No, it's not.
I haven't read the article, right, but I think, right, if you're going to cheat, you should cheat with another cheater.
I mean,
that knows
that
game. That knows the game, is it?
Yes.
So like Leon Pereira and Nico Sia.
I didn't want to say that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That is a reference to the Workers' Party.
No, and be smart place. About it. Like, choose a private place, you know.
Private place.
And then upload it onto Mothership.
Like, no, choose somewhere that no one can see you.
No, but you know there are places that are like kind of just for people to be unfaithful, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, there are these exclusive clubs where like even like the statement on your credit card will reflect something else. And then like inside, like you have, there's no photography allowed inside. Like it's caters to the very rich.
Yeah.
But even in Singapore, there are these places like where it's just like complete discretion, and like they'll upcharge for everything just because it's a premium service for this. So it's where a lot of these like people will bring their mistresses or like other girlfriends and all like to these kind of places.
I have a friend that organizes cheating tours.
Bro, shut the fuck up. Cheating tours?
Okay. So they get a bunch of guys. They all want to cheat on their wife.
All want to cheat?
All bring to like Bangkok or something.
Okay.
They go to temples in the day, take your sightseeing pictures and all that, have the evidence ready.
Yep.
And then at night, go ham.
Wait, what is the at night? What does at night look like?
Gentlemen's clubs, massage parlors,
blowjob bars,
pool orgies, whatever.
Okay.
But you have all the evidence and all the alibis and all the sidekicks in the world to help you with your story. Because they're all helping each other.
So this is a specialized service, lah.
Specialized service.
Right.
That's
okay.
Crazy.
Group chat all.
Like, okay.
See the lengths people go to.
Actually,
just
probably
to cheat.
We'll have two group chat.
Yeah.
Like just communicate.
Yeah. We'll have to have like if you're covering your tracks, right? They have two group chats.
WhatsApp for official business. Telegram for shady stuff.
By the way, I just want to say something. If you guys want to quote unquote report strength, lah, I think you guys know what report strength is, where you kind of just have to send like a tele bubble of where you are to your partner and everything, right? If you want to cheat, right, you send a tele bubble to your saved messages on Telegram first. Then, when you forward it, right, it doesn't show up as a forward. So you can, you know, just...
Man's prep. Experience.
Or how about just don't cheat?
Yeah,
how
about I'm just with that.
Don't cheat. We're all on the no cheat team.
We are on the no cheat team. Like, me and Kelly are...
But we're saying, right, that, like...
If you want to, we like, heard something.
I'm thinking as a game, you know, like, I mean, exercise, like, how will you...
Okay, I have, like, some... I saw a lot of people online. They like to save their, for example, whoever they are cheating with, like, as, like, pizza delivery guy or something. But that's so fucking dumb, because why would pizza delivery guy call you, like... Three times!
Okay, there are guys... Okay, so I made a seeking arrangement profile just to see, like...
What is seeking arrangement?
Seeking arrangement is, like, a website for, like, sugar daddy, sugar baby relationships, which is what Dikosh claimed he was doing when he was, like, being a pedophile. Anyway, you can cut that out.
Okay. Actually, you know what? F***ing leave it in.
You can leave it in. They will give you a burner phone so that they can they can talk to you without it being on their actual phone that their like partner sees all the time. So they'll have a burner phone to like meet up with you, like make arrangements and stuff like that so they can like cheat on their partner with you. I think we should wrap up the episode by saying that we don't condone any of this behavior.
No, for all purposes of this podcast, right, it does not bring value to the podcast if we just talk about whether it's right or wrong to cheat. But
it's
if
wrong.
We were to cheat, what are steps? These can you continue steps. To the next key step?
The key step, right, is okay, so continue the routine. What I mean by that is just that, let's say you are morning go work, at night go gym, then go home for dinner, then after that maybe you go on a walk outside. You continue with the routine, but you replace something else. So maybe you end work a bit earlier, or you, instead of going gym, you go and...
Good girl.
That's one way to put it. I think that's one way to put it. You know,
or a man, because women cheat
so
as well.
So it's about the routine. So you stay the same routine. You don't be like, text
okay, I understand already. So girlfriends out there or boyfriends, if you realize your partner loves to go like spin class or whatever, but they have not been losing weight, cheating.
Cheating.
No.
Or they're not.
Actually, you could still be losing weight. You could still be losing weight then.
And another way, you need to establish yourself as a very honest person, a very trustworthy person. It has to be all-rounded. So when you say that you're not cheating, people just believe you. They don't even second like guess
you. What do you mean by you say that you're not cheating? So you walk in the room and say, like, hey guys, I'm
like,
not cheating.
Like, hey, we're just showering naked together.
Yeah, we're just showering. We're not cheating. We're just showering naked together.
But we're not cheating.
All right, right. Next key step. Next key step.
Next key step is choose one communication channel. So you don't DM on Instagram. You don't reply to stories.
The burner phone.
You don't use WhatsApp. You stick to one. Maybe if it's Telegram, you stick to Telegram.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. I think that is pretty good. And I think one more, I think that was noteworthy, is that always keep in a small group. So if you're cheating, right? Because honestly, cheating is not just like shagging. You know what I mean? Sometimes you guys go and do stuff together. If there's anyone else besides the cheatee, like the person that you're cheating with, keep it small as much as possible. Maybe it's her friend, maybe it's your friend. Keep it within the group and make sure that they all know. That's the...
That you are cheating.
I hate
you're
this.
Cheating. That you're all on the same page.
I hate this.
Why do you hate this? Why do you hate this?
It's so nasty and disrespectful. I hate it.
Yes. Yeah, we all hate cheating. I think the consensus here is that, yeah, don't cheat lah, guys. Right, Kelly?
Yes.
Okay, how do we rate his steps?
Yeah, is any of my advice helpful for the people that want to cheat?
I don't know. We'll see what the comments say.
The advice also says go f*** yourself.
Why is that?
The advice should also say go f*** yourself.
Why is that?
Just don't cheat lah.
What's that like, core group called?
Grow a pair and like break up if you're not happy.
The game's a game though.
No, I feel like somehow you will still get caught. Unless your partner is really very
I don't
trusting.
Think that you will get caught, actually.
I feel like there is ways to get.
Yeah, I feel like there's ways to get rid.
Yeah,
for sure.
Honestly.
Okay, I think it depends on your lifestyle. For example, if you guys are not staying together, it's quite easy for you to cheat. But if let's say you're someone that stays together, then honestly, sometimes you will just
no. You stay together, you let down your guard easily.
Yeah.
So so I feel like if you stay together, I know your schedule or your everyday, and just a little bit, especially for women, we are very sensitive, you know. So maybe like just a little bit of change in your behavior, or maybe you're just having sex with me lesser. Maybe.
Yeah, but you know my schedule every day. I also know your schedule every day. See.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No, so but sometimes it's just a sixth sense. Really,
sense.
Like no matter how you hide, right? Maybe it's just the way you look at me. You look at me differently, or maybe you're just a little bit more annoyed at me. You know that kind of feeling.
Okay, but just
and
like,
then I just like, oh, something is wrong.
Just like how you will never know the perfect murder. I feel like people that are damn good at cheating, right? You wouldn't even know about it.
Yeah, I think it depends on your partner.
You know, it's a good way to end the episode.
What is a good way?
Who do you think at this table is most likely to cheat?
Right, okay, so we'll play a game of most likely.
Okay.
You can comment down below.
Yeah, you guys can comment, but at the same time, right, 3-2-1, we're gonna point at the person that is most likely to cheat. Okay?
Okay.
Shit,
and then we will justify.
Okay.
Okay. Right, 3-2-1. I know it's gonna be me. Okay.
I don't think anyone here would cheat.
Okay. Justify. Why the fuck is it me? Why
you're
why is
bag,
it me?
Because your eyebrows are too nice. Bag.
I'm a shitbag. That's one. What else?
The fact that you're reading these articles is a red flag to me.
So I could just be just doing research for the show.
Do you wax your eyebrows?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, Jesus. That's why.
Wait, people that wax that, Okay, Kelly, why do you think I'm most likely to cheat? 3-2-1, go.
I think you're a quite impulsive person.
Impulsive.
I feel like it might be alcohol-induced.
Yeah. Alcohol-induced. Oh, shit.
I feel like you're just someone that you might not, you know, do it on purpose. You're just like, damn dumb. And then just like, And then you just, oh, shit. Then you cheated.
Oh, shit.
Well, you guys can comment down below.
Yeah,
I have a different answer based on what we've been seeing.
Don't forget to rate this episode 5 stars.
Of course. That is it. Gentlemen, thank you guys so much for tuning in.
And remember, you can shower together with your ex.
You can shower together with your ex and it's perfectly fine. Right, Kelly?
The end. Bye.
I was literally just thinking. I didn't get you saying
what that. Is that? It was pure alcohol.
No. Bro, what the f***? That was pure gin, bro.
That's why he said don't do it.
He just passed me a cup, I thought it was okay. Well, thank you guys.